Time now for your letters, and there was a lot of response to our story last week on binge drinking among teenagers. Jeanette Baugh of Cary, North Carolina writes, I wish someone would do a study regarding whether children whose parents teach them how to drink responsibly at home are less likely to binge drink. Seems to me prohibiting all contact with alcohol until one is 21 encourages kids to want to try it before 21. Tennessee listener Sarah Jenkins also weighed in.
It's just as important for the adults who provided the alcohol to be punished as it is for the kids who are drinking to be informed about the dangers of drinking. After the interventions and open talks with kids in the hospital, does the legal system ever come into play?
My interview with Deborah Gwartney, who wrote Live Through This, a mother's memoir of runaway daughters and reclaimed love, brought this response from Richard Ehrlich of Port Hueneme, California. The vast majority of humans get through adolescence without a whole lot of trouble, including late modern U.S. teens growing up in a culture that doesn't handle very well the transition to adulthood. Are current teens doing better than the boomers did when we were their age? You also shared stories about state songs after our story about rewriting the Maryland state song. Tom Moraine tells us about the Iowa state song, adopted by the state legislature in 1911.
Samuel Byers was in a Confederate prison, forced to listen every day to Southern soldiers singing Maryland words to O Tannenbaum. It made Byers so angry that he resolved to redeem the tune and so wrote new verses in praise of Iowa. You ask what land I love the best, Iowa, 'tis Iowa.
And we received this note from Leonard Redday of Seattle about Washington's unofficial state song, Louie Louie, written by Richard Berry as performed by the Kingsmen. In 1985, Whatcom County Councilman Craig Cole introduced a resolution for a contemporary theme song that can be used to engender a sense of pride and community. The Senate declared April 12, 1985, Louie Louie Day. On a tastier note, Weekend Edition food essayist Bonnie Wolf and two celebrity chefs picked listener William Maxwell's Habanera Tongue Twister as the winner of our Easter garlic recipe competition.
I am absolutely flabbergasted. I am delighted. Thank you very much.
More on William Maxwell and his hot pepper recipe on next week's show when I talk to him and California garlic farmer Chester Aaron. If you've got something spicy to share, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also leave comments on our blog, npr.org/soapbox, and follow us on Twitter. This is NPR News.